for you guys to read Matthew 26, 26 through 29. And I'll get you started now. I want you to look at that verse, because today is all about this verse. The last time Jesus participated in the Lord's Supper is in what we just read. The next time that he'll participate with us in the Lord's Supper is when we're with him in glory. That's our hope. That's what we hang on to. That's what we're waiting for. Y'all remember when we went through the feasts? One of the other feasts is called Sukkot, or the Festival of Booths. Well, it's another of the festivals, one of the pilgrimage festivals that they travel into Jerusalem every year to take part in. Well, this particular festival rejoices and celebrates life. And it originally began as a way for the Israelites to celebrate the harvest during the early months of fall. So this whole month we've been focusing on what? Harvest. Well, guess what? Sukkot for the Jewish nation took place on October the 9th, and then the 7 days, 6 days after that, so the 9th through the 16th in Jerusalem. If you remember about that festival and that feast, what they do is build these booths. And then they spend each day in those booths. And they pray. And they share meals together. And then they sing songs together. And so I want you to look around the room. We didn't build a particular special booth, but God has allowed us to have this sanctuary. So I want you to put yourself this morning inside one of those sukkahs. This sukkah. As a family. To what? Give praise, to sing songs, to celebrate our Savior. That's all this morning is supposed to be about. That's all this morning is supposed to be about. Now, they would decorate, and if I'd really had more time and been this awesome pastor, I'd have decorated this booth this way. But I don't know that I could have found the items, really. But inside those booths, they decorated with etrog, which is a citrus fruit that they would harvest. They would decorate with lulav, which is a palm branch. They would decorate with hadas, which is a branch of a myrtle tree. And then they would decorate with araba, which is a willow branch. So in these booths, you find these things that their harvest decorated. Now, part of this festival of Sukkot, these booths, is they would take those four things and bunch them together, and then they would go to the eastern side and wave it up and down. Then to the southern side and wave it up and down, and then to the east and to the west. And the reason for the waving was an act of praise. And it was an act of celebration to God, and it was an act of worship to God, to say thank you, God, for the harvest that you provided. They wanted to symbolize that God was found everywhere and not just in one place, north, south, east, and west. Sukkot is about rejoicing and celebrating life and all great things that can come from harvesting and growing crops. Now, you may be wondering why these two relate, Passover, Lord's Supper, and Sukkot. Well, it's because of Jesus and his work on the cross and in the tomb that our sins have been forgiven. And this forgiveness means that we will not suffer an eternal death, but will instead inherit eternal life in His kingdom. So as we conclude our series of messages on the season of harvest, I want to remind you that all people, as we talked about last week, will be one day be harvested by the sickle of Jesus and separated as genuine or false. See, that's how it is with God. You either are or you are not. You either believe or you do not. You either accept or you deny. There's no gray area when it comes to Jesus Christ. And I say that to say this morning, if you're here and you think there's gray area, don't be offended, but you're wrong. If you're here and you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, there's no better day than today. No better day. And here's the cool part. Those that are found to be genuine, if you believe, if you've given your life to Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us, Jesus tells us, God tells us, that you will receive your reward, not here on earth, but there in heaven with Him at some point in time. So today we're going to celebrate and remember King Jesus by participating in the Lord's Supper. My hope is that it reminds each of you that because of Jesus, you get to escape eternal death, eternal suffering. I want to say that again. If you have given your life to Jesus, you get to escape. You get to not go through eternal suffering. But instead, you get to live forever. Remember what the Festival of Booths was about? Celebration of life. Celebration of the collection of the harvest and the life that comes from that harvest. Because of Jesus, you are part of the harvest, His harvest. And that is something that's special. That is something that's celebrated. I don't know about you, but I am glad that I have already been harvested. And I'm glad that I am in the storehouse. And I'm waiting on my King, my Savior, my Jesus. He'll take me home. So today we'll celebrate the fact that we're not going to suffer. Death is defeated. We have a hope and an anticipation of the eternal life that waits. So before us today is our table. The table set as a reminder of all that Jesus has done on our behalf. And when we go to 1 Corinthians shortly, what you'll find is that verse of Scripture, this particular ceremony, this particular celebration reminds us that our death was paid for on the cross by Jesus. It also reminds us that He did that as a sacrifice. He is the Lamb. It also helps us to remember the forgiveness that comes with that. It just blows me away. You know, I sin every day. You know, and it's just the reality of it. It's our nature. It's our nature as human beings to sin every day. But here's the thing. When Jesus died on the cross, the sins I committed yesterday, the ones I'm going to commit today, the ones I'm going to commit tomorrow, He paid for all of those. Every single one of them. And this ceremony is intended to help us remember that fact and never forget that fact. And then finally, this particular ordinance, the Lord's Supper, it brings with it this anticipation. Believers, Christians, we have to begin anticipating the return of Jesus Christ. He's coming. Boy, I wish I could tell you the day, but I can't. But it's closer today than it was yesterday. And we have to live our lives with that hope, with that expectation, with that anticipation to say, you know what, I might get up tomorrow and tomorrow might be the day. And we were talking about it in prayer time. When that day comes, guess what? As good as we think this world is and this earth is, man, it's nothing compared to what's coming. It's nothing compared to what's coming. And you guys know this too. The Bible's very clear on it. Jesus is very clear on it. Before we partake in communion, it's important to make sure that our hearts are where they should be. Who knows our heart? Jesus knows our heart, right? So we need to make sure that internally we're good. And a person can never enjoy his or her relationship with God and receive the true blessing out of that if you're harboring something. I mean, if you got ill will towards somebody, it's hard to be joyful in that. If you resent something or someone, it's hard to find joy in that. If you're walking around with some unforgiveness, I've heard it said before, man, if Jesus can forgive me, surely I can forgive somebody else. Anybody got a critical nature sometimes? If you have that this morning, this when we play this song here shortly, it's a time to just lay all that out there. You know, just confess it to the Lord. Get your heart clear, get your mind clear, get everything right before we go into this. Malice or a rebellious attitude. Look at me, children. If you're saved and you got a rebellious attitude, God doesn't want that for you. And this is a moment to ask Him to take that away. Take that away. So, Brady's going to play a song. It's called The Table by Chris Tomlin. As that song plays, just take a few moments. You know, prepare yourself to participate in this morning's Lord's Supper.
Thank you.
as the song continues to play, we're going to do it a little different. I didn't want to touch the food since I've had the cold. So what I'm going to ask you to do is we're going to start at the back. We're going to file up this way. We're going to take a cup of juice. And then Al on this side and Terry on this side will have the cracker. So you can come through and get your elements, get back to your seat, and we'll participate in the meal together. So if y'all want to start back there, hands. First Corinthians 11:23 says, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Father, we thank you. True price that you paid for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Again, Father, thank you for your life-giving blood. The blood that washes us clean. The blood that makes us pure and holy in your sight. King Jesus, we love you and we thank you. We pray these things in your mighty and holy name. Amen. Verse 26 says, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, and here's the key, until He comes. Until He comes. Thank you this morning for celebrating with me King Jesus, our Savior. I'm going to ask Jackie to come back. And speaking of all those festivals, they would have the feasts at these festivals. And what usually followed those feasts and these festivals was this time of celebration. So that's what we're going to do. But what I want you to do, I asked you last week, I know some of you weren't here last week, a lot of you were. If you had a favorite hymnal or a favorite song, we've got some we're going to play, we got some that's going to be played. But if you have a brief word of testimony to go along with your song, or if you haven't given us that song yet, then you can just stand up at any time you feel led and say, hey, you know, I've always loved this song. And if we might sing it, we might ask you to find it in the hymnal and just read the chorus or something to us, okay? But who wants to start? You got anything? You going to sing? All right. We'll let Jackie sing, and then if anybody wants to share at any time, please.
God sent His Son. Well, they called Him Jesus. Well, He came to love, heal, and forgive. Well, He lived and died to buy. All fear is gone. Because because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives, and life is worth the living just because He lives, because He lives.
Thanks, Chad, for playing for me. Okay, next, anybody with a song this morning? Okay, yeah. Sylvia's going to go. Yeah. Sylvia's going to play. You'd like to stand or be seated? Let's stand. I cannot tell why He, the King of Heaven, should leave the peace of all eternity. Why God Himself should lay aside His splendor to leave the Father's side and come to me. But this I know, our silence filled with singing, and all our darkness fled from heaven's light. When Christ the Lord, so human yet so holy, in love was born a child for me that holy night. I cannot tell why He, the joy of heaven, should give Himself to suffer for my sin. Why holy God should love me in my shamefulness. Why He should die to draw my soul to Him. But this I know, that Christ the Lord is risen, and praise His name, He's risen now in me. Because He lives, I'll rise to life eternal. He took my guilty heart, and I'm forever blessed. I cannot tell when he will rule the nations, how he will claim his loved ones as his own. And who can tell the holy jubilation when all his children gather round his throne? This I know, all flesh will see his glory, and skies will burst as all creation sings. The sun will rise on one eternal morning when Christ the Savior of the world is Lord indeed. Amen. Thank you, Sylvia. All right. Next. You gonna sing it?
Well, I can. You wouldn't want it. Have you got our great God? When I was in Iraq, you know, people don't think about this really, but in the combat zone, and in the whole fellowship of warriors, one of the things that's kind of lacking is solitude. You can't get alone. You can't just be by yourself and with God. So oftentimes I'd get back from work at 2 or 3 in the morning, and I'd just lie in my tent, and I had my phone, and I had headphones, and so I'd go inside the headphones, and this is one of the ones that I like to go to. One of my favorite. I always thought, by the way, that this was Fernando Ortega's song. It's not, but it gives me a pick of these and numbers. But I love Fernando Ortega's version of this, and Matt Collins from Third Day. So it's good.
Yes, ma'am.
It's been a while since I've stood in front of a crowd and sang, so you guys allow me some grace, but I wanted to testify a little bit. I was saved when I was 37 in a rehab. So I lost my marriage, I lost my son, I lost everything. And I tell people all the time whenever I give my testimony that God knew me before I was born in the womb. He knew that in my pride, I would have to be broke. And sometimes the only place to look whenever you're at the bottom is to roll over and look up.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did. And praise Jesus, he forgave me. He saved my husband and my son. And saved me all while we were separated. And he restored my marriage. He restored everything. And not just what I had, but in abundance. And so in everyday life, when we struggle and everything else, this song, I catch myself humming it, singing it, even just, you know, hearing it in my head a lot, because that's the goal. We're meant to live for the next step. We're meant to bring people. We're supposed to be fishers of men. We're supposed to throw seeds and let God water it. We're meant to be gardeners, you know. So I'm just, you guys bear with me. It's been a while, so. Some glad morning when this life is over, fly away to a home on God's celestial shores. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by. Shadows of this life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars is flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away. To a land where joy shall never end, I'll fly away.
Anything else? Okay. Are we going to sing that, or are we just going to listen? All right, let's stand. Let's stand. Okay. Do we need to look that up in the... Is it going to have the words on the screen? Okay. You're my strength when I am weak. You are the treasures that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Amen.
Well, you are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. 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 Your name.
Amen. Amen. Next.
I just want to say, if I can get it out. Ronnie said something in her testimony about that song. She said, I own this. Or when I'm feeling down or I'm feeling something or I just need to hear from God, then this song goes. I love the fact, y'all know me, I can't sing, especially today. I do sing in those same moments. And I know people see me driving down the road and they think, what in the world is that guy doing? And I've told y'all this before, I've arrived at places and not know how I got to those places.
Been there.
Because I've been visited with God in those moments. And that's what I want you to seek out this morning. What's that song for you? What's the verse for you? What's the passage of scripture for you? That in the moment where you might be hurting or you might be struggling or you might say, God, I haven't heard from you in a while, but I need to hear from you, that's the voice that he puts in your mind. Because let me tell you this, if you'll listen and you really want to hear, God will speak to you.
That's right.
God will speak to you. And I thank you for your words. We've probably got time for one or two more if anybody wants to chime in.
This is how I fight my battles.
told somebody I was going to preach today, and I said, yeah, like that's not going to happen. Is that how you fight your battles? Surrounded by Him. That's the only way, folks. That's the only way.
Right.
If you think you can do it any other way, I promise you, you'll fail. It won't happen. The only way is with Jesus. It's the only way. Surrounded by Him. Surrounded by Him.
You may be seated. Yes. We said we haven't heard from your favorite one. Your favorite song.
I speak the name of Jesus.
That's not it.
His favorite song is Where Do You Go?
Similar to Sylvia's memory. I mean, I can remember from all the way up into my teen years of singing that song. And back, this is going to sound bad, but back before puberty hit and I could actually carry a tune and sound good singing, I would sing that with my mother. But but that was my favorite one. Just to let you know.
Okay. Amen. Well, anybody else? I do. I have one. I'm just messing with you. I'll share mine another day.
You
can do it now. No, you'll do it. You go ahead. You go ahead. Yes. Me sing it? Or us sing it? Okay. Which one you want to sing? I'm just messing. So, what do they call that when the preacher gets almost done? In conclusion.
That means another 15 minutes.
Yeah. In conclusion. Yeah. In conclusion. We'll sing the doxology and then we'll let you say whatever you need to say, okay? So let's stand. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise He above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy. Amen. You may be seated. No, don't be seated. Stand up. We think you can
I'll say this. I hope this morning has got your mind on Christ. We're about to enter Thanksgiving and Christmas. We did this series on the harvest, so next month we're going to focus on prayer and thanksgiving. And we're going to thank God for all He is to us. And then when we get to December, we're going to focus on everything that's new and newness, new birth, just to let you know what's coming. So be praying about those things. If you had a song this morning, there's no way. I know everybody's got a song. Let Jackie know and we'll work them into our services over the next few months. And if you want him to mention that it was your song during that time, we will. Just let us know that. We'll work those things in, okay? If you want Chad to bring his guitar, ask him. He might. I don't know. If he knows it, he might bring it and play it for you, okay? Let's pray, and then we're going to dismiss. I hope there are no services tonight. I don't think I can make it through teaching tonight if I was going to try. Let's pray, and we'll Father, we thank you. We love you, Father. Jesus, we thank you. We love you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We love you, Holy Spirit. And as we go from this place, we just ask for your protection, for your provision, and for your guidance. And Lord, may we give our life, give our all to you and only you. And in doing so, Father, may we be a light that shines bright in this dark world. As we go now, Father, one more time, you are our world, you are our everything. We love you, we thank you, we praise you. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood and your body. May we never forget all that you do, all that you've done, and all that you'll continue to do.